15 lines from the bottom of the page. Basically, we're learning here about a mission about what a woman can go out into the Rosh Hashanah or into her chatzar with on Shabbat, what she can't. The first three cases in the Mishnah, right, on Nun Zayim and Aleph, we said we're talking about Chute, Semer, Chute Bishan, and Ritsua Shabrosh, all these three types of strings, whether they're made out of wool or linen or straps that are put in her hair, she cannot go out into the Rosh Hashanah or into the chatzar with them. Why not? We learned the first piece of Gemara because it's a problem of Tevila. What's the issue again? Is that, you know, on a regular day when you're going to go to the mikveh, you would loosen these things, right? So, because you can't, because they're a chatzitza. So too, if your Leil Tevila fell out on Friday night, the woman would want to loosen these things, so they wouldn't be a chatzitza and affect her Tevila. And therefore, there's a chashash she might come to carry them. Our Bama's Nushas Rabbim. So now that we've discussed this issue of chatzitza, which only came agav, the first three cases in our Mishnah, we're going to go a little more into chatzitza. So the Gemara says, Tananasam, we learned over there. You see where I am at the beginning of the line, Tananasam? Ve'elu chotzen ba'adam, these things are a chatzitza in a man. About Tananasam. Ve'elu chotzen ba'adam, Adam here really means a human being. We're pretty much talking about a woman, right? Chutei tsemer v'chutei pishtan. Virtuus shebrashi abanos. Sounds just like our Mishnah. What's a chatzitza? So the Tanakhama tells us, which is the Rabbanan, it's the chutim of wool, chute pishtan of linen, and ritzua shebaroshe abanos. Rebbe Yud Omer, shel tsemer v'shel sear ein chotzen mipnei shamayim boin behen. Rebbe Yehuda says that if you have chutim of wool and shel sear, what's shel sear? If you have strands of hair in your hair, you know,
extensions?
No, but like, how do people make, what are shaitels made out of? Shaitels made out of hair. So people put real hair in the hair. So some type of sear in the hair, these things are not chotzeis, okay? So what do we have here? We have Machlokas Tanakama versus Rabbi Yehuda. What's a chatzitza, what's not, okay? But before we focus on that Machlokas, we have to just get this Mishnah straight, okay? The Mishnah, we have the Mishnah. The Gemara says, Amar Rahuna, V'kulan B'Rashi Abanos Shininu. All these things in Rashi Abanos. You understand what everyone is doing? Look at the Mishnah closely. What does the first line of the Mishnah say? It says, Eilu chotzen ba'adam. I mean, in this Mishnah we just learned. Chutei tsemer, chutei bishan, or tsuas, shebrashi habanos. There are three things here. When it says shebrashi habanos, is that referring to all three things? The chutei tsemer, chutei bishan, and tsuas? Or is it only referring to tsuas? What is those words, shebrashi habanos? Is that modifying all three cases in the ratio of our Mishnah, or only the third case? All three? No, banos means in the heads of women, but I'm asking you.
The main word.
But is it referring to all three things or not only to one of them? The fact that it's plural just means we're talking about women. I'm saying, do all these three things have to, are they a problem within the Rosh Hashanah or only the third one?
It's ambiguous.
The mission is ambiguous, okay?
I think Kulam is going on all the...
So that's what Rav Huna comes to tell us. Rav Huna is explaining the Mishnah. Rav Huna is Namara. He's saying what Noach said. The first line in our Mishnah is a little ambiguous. When we say Rosh Habanos, it means that all three things in Rosh Habanos, or it means only the third one? Lamayin Afkamina? Are we together?
Yeah.
He said, if only in the third one, the Ritzuos is a problem in Rosh Habanos, then where would the first two things be a problem? Anywhere. Meaning, if you had the chute tsemer and chute pishtan like on the woman's leg or on her stomach or wherever it is in her body, it might be a problem. So Rav Huna says, no, v'kulin Rosh Habanos Shenino, in our Mishnah, all things are Rosh Habanos, meaning all three things are a problem only in the Rosh Habanos. But I guess in a different part of the body, they would not be a problem, okay? You got that? Rav Huna is saying Rosh Habanos refers to all three, okay? You guys are making this super challenging for me. I'm able to like give the share when I know everyone's watching a guy, which is mom is so exciting, pick up and put a tile up and down. Okay? So Amar Rav Huna.
We're just waiting for you to fall.
Okay. Okay, Chas on the guy falls and dies, then we have a legend. I'm starting again from the beginning, okay? Again, ready? It's not awesome. We're together now. Listen, since you've seen this before. Ve'ele chotzen ba'adam. So the Tanakhama says three things are chotzen ba'adam. Chutei tzemer, chutei bishan, ritzuos, shebrashi habanos. Three cases. Point number two. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shel tzemer v'shel sear ein chotzen, mipnei shamayim boin behen. If you have chutim made out of wool or made out of hair, they're not a chotzen. Why? Because the mayim can go through them. Let's not focus on Rabbi Yehuda. Let's try to get the Tanakhama clear. When the Tanakhama says shebrashi habanos, is referring to only case number three, i.e. that of ritzuos, He was referring to all three cases, meaning Chutei Tzemer, Chutei Bishon, and Ritzuos. So Amaravuna, so the Ravuna, the Amora, comes to try to explain the Mishnah, which Noach said was a little ambiguous. And he says, V'kul and Barashi Abanu Sheninu. All three things in the beginning of this Mishnah talk in Rashi Abanus, meaning they're only a problem when they're in the hair of women, but if they're on the foot or some other part of the body, they wouldn't be a problem. So Maskev Lah, Rav Yosef, Limutei Mai. What are you coming to exclude? When you, Rav Huna, said all three cases are only a problem in the Rashi Abanos, Limutei Mai, to exclude what case? Where is it do we say they're not a Chatzitza? We're saying these three things are a Chatzitza when they're in the Rashi Abanos. Lafuke is something else. You understand? Because if they're a Chatzitza anywhere on the body, then the Mishnah would have said, Veil Chotzim Bottom. And it wouldn't specify where on the body are they a problem. The fact that the Mishnah specifies they're a problem when they're in the hair, and Rav Huna comes along and says it doesn't only apply to cases, it applies to all three cases, then obviously it means in the hair they're a problem. Somewhere else in the body they're not a problem. So let's try to figure out where is that other place. Well, we wonder, is that so let's say you're right, everywhere else except for the hair, fine. But is that true? We have to make sure that's true. Maybe we're going to see from the Gemara there's a Svara that if something is a Chatzitza in the hair, then for sure it would be a Chatzitza in other parts of the body.
Why the opposite? Why it's a Chatzitza on your wrist, it's not in your hand?
That's the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside. Okay, so the Gemara says, so Maskev, let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara will give the Svara. Maskev, Rav Yosef, Limutei Mai, what are we coming to exclude? Elam Limutei Tzavar, if you were say we're coming to exclude the neck, saying that these things are a chatzitza when they're on the hair, but they're not a chatzitza when they're on the neck. Udemai, and with what material are we talking about? Elam Limutei Tzemer, if you were saying we're coming to exclude Semer, saying that Semer on the hair is considered a problem. That was one of the three cases in the Rashi in the Mishnah. But at Semer, you know, wrapped around the neck would not be a problem, meaning wool on the hair would be considered a chatzitza. But wool on the neck would not be considered a chatzitza. So maybe that's where we're specifying the hair. If you had this thing in the hair, it's a problem. Mashenki in another place in the body, it would not be a problem, which is the neck, and we'll say it's talking about wool. Let's try that example. That's the first stab at it, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Limutei Mai, Ilema Limutei Tzavar, to exclude the neck, Udemai, with what material are you talking about? Ilema Limutei Tzemer, we're saying that the case of Tzemer on the neck is not a chatzitza. You can't say that, the Gemara says. Hashtarach alga bekashe chotzeit. In the case, soft on hard is not a chatzitza. Rach alga berach mi boy. Then do I have to learn that soft on soft? I'm sorry. That soft on hard is a chatzitza. Rach al rach mi boy. Do I have to learn that soft on soft is a chatzitza? For sure it is. What's rach alga bekashe? The Gemara is assuming. I'm just telling you what Rashi says. Rach is what?
With this.
The item we're talking about is semer. Semer is rach. We're assuming the hair is hard, is kasha. The neck is soft. Okay. So if something on top of something hard is a chatzitza, then kol shegain on something soft would be a chatzitza. Why? What makes something a chatzitza? You know, like water can't get in there, right? Now, if you told me you put like the string around this table or around the hair, which is hard, is a chatzitza. Then kol shegain, if you put the string around a sponge, around a soft material, it's going to be a chatzitza, because then it like melds together even more. Soft and soft will combine together, molds together, water's not going to get in there. Soft to hard, there's more of a chance water can get in there. So if you can tell me, if the ratio of our mission is semer on hair, is hair, which is considered soft and hard, is a chatzitza, then for sure it's semer on a neck, which soft on soft will be a chatzitza.
Why is hair considered hard?
Okay, that's a mistake. We could.
I think harder wool. Than the wool, than the temple.
Everything's relative here. No, we're not comparing it to the wool. We're comparing it to the eye. We're saying that semer is soft. The neck versus the hair, or hair versus the neck. Hair is considered hard, and neck is considered soft.
The neck has bones in it. Neck to me is much harder than hair.
No, forget about the bones. But you're putting it on the neck. The neck is skin.
I understand.
You put something tightly around the skin, no water's going to get in there, because it's going to melt together. Put something on the hair, water could still get in there. Hard.
Also, the hair is very thin.
You think of hair is for sure harder than skin. The skin, you could push it around. A hair, okay, fine. If you have a whole bunch of, a whole mat of hair, you can move it around because the air is in there, but just Matthias wise, a piece of hair.
Skin, though, it doesn't come off.
Right? Well, let's do it. It's not for us to discuss too much. Let's just all look at the Rashi inside with you. But the Gemara is making the assumption here, which we have to accept, is that the hair, legabe, the neck, the hair is considered hard and the neck is considered soft. Look at Rashi. Let's see the Rashi together.
You get hair caught around your finger, it's actually very soft.
Four lines from the bottom. Four lines from the bottom of the page, about a third into the line. If you want to say we're coming to exclude the case of hair on the neck, I mean something on the neck. Meaning our Reisha said, Rashi Abanas on the hair, it's a problem. Mashenke in a different case, i.e. the neck is not a problem. If you want to say that, demai, with what are we talking about? E hi chutin, hi chutin, us, hey chutin, which chutin? Asa limute lo chaitse b'tzavar. Which chutin are we coming to exclude that we, on the neck they are not considered a chasitza? Okay, next Rashi. These were next three lines on the bottom of the page. Semer kare rach legabe pishtan ulegabe sayar. Rashi tells you it's a fact, so that we're accepting the fact here, okay? We're not supposed to spend too much time in the Metzias here. Rashi tells us a fact that semer, wool, is considered soft with respect to pishtan linen, ulegabe sayar, and with respect to hair. Okay, algabe kasha sayar. Rashi tells us kasha means the hair. Algabe rach means basar, meaning like the basar is the skin, meaning the neck. Okay, so back in the Gemara. What are we coming to exclude? When we say these three cases are on the hair, what are we coming to exclude? If you want to tell me we're coming to exclude, let's do the Eilema inside again. Eilema, limute de tzavar, coming to exclude the neck, udamai. And what material are we talking about? Eilema, limute de tzamer, if you're coming to exclude wool, hashta rach algabe kasha chotzis. If you're going to tell me that rach algabe kasha, meaning wool on hair, is considered a chatzitza, then rach algabe rach mi boy. Then soft on soft mi boy. Do we need to learn that's a chatzitza? Kol shekein that's a chatzitza. Ela limute de chutei pishtan. Let's say it's coming to exclude chutei pishtan, linen strands. Now, what's the status of linen with respect to wool? Rashi just told us linen is considered kasha legabe wool. We said wool is rach. Linen is kasha. So look at the next line in the Gemara. Hashta kasha algabe kasha chotzeitz. If you're going to tell me from our mission that kasha algabe kasha, linen on hair, hard on hard, is considered a chatzitza, then kasha algabe rach, mi boy, then do I need to learn that kasha, linen, algabe rach, on the neck, is a chatzitza? For sure not. Of course it is. Meaning, if linen in our Mishnah, just similar to what we said before with wool, If linen or wool in our Mishnah is considered a chatzitza in Rosh Habanos, Nikol Shkain is considered a chatzitza on the neck because the neck is softer than the hair. Okay? So the Gemara says, Ela Amar of Yosef, Hainu Taima de Rav Huna. This is the reason for Rav Huna. This is the reason why Rav Huna says that all three things in our Mishnah are Dafka talking about the Rosh Habanos and the hair, their problem, but somewhere else they would not be a problem. Why? What's the reason? Hainu Taima de Rav Huna Lefisha Ein Isha Chonekes Atatzma. Because a woman doesn't choke herself. Meaning that these things, it's true. You're right. They're going to be a problem. They're a chatzitza when they are in the hair, but not a chatzitza on the neck. But don't give the logic you said before. What was our logic before? Hard on soft, soft on hard. Because according to that logic, if they're a chatzitza in the hair, then kol shekein they're a chatzitza on the neck. Because the neck is softer than the hair. So that logic is wrong. You're correct that they are not a chatzitza somewhere else in the body, and you're correct that somewhere else in the body is the neck, but not for the svar you're trying to give, but for a different svar. What's the svar here? Is ein isha chonekes atzma. A woman doesn't choke herself. Meaning, when you put these things in the hair, they can be a chatzitza, but you put them on the neck, why are they not going to be a chatzitza? Exactly, they tie them loosely. Women don't put them on their neck so tightly that water can't get between them. So therefore, lechora, just like these other things are chatzitza, and a woman would not be able to go to the mikvah with them on, a woman would be able to go to the mikvah with the chutei tzemer, chutei pishtan wrapped around their neck, because they're not going to wrap around their neck so tightly that it's going to choke them.
Unless it's on the choker.
Right, well, very well, that's the next line in the Gemara. You saw that, right?
No,
that the next case in the Gemara is what if she's wearing a choker? So hold up on choker. You guys, every time, you're very good. Wow. Okay, yeah.
What's the logic behind hard
versus soft? I was just focusing. Yeah, what's your question?
I must have missed something. What's the logic behind hard versus soft? Is it a culture game? Because I actually thought the hard and soft was about the business of doing it tight.
Right, no, we're saying that if you put it on the hard and soft is not talking about how tightly, how hard you tie it or how softly tie it. We're talking about the surface. If something is a chatzitza in the hair, then putting on the same level of tightness on the neck will for sure be a chatzitza because the neck is soft with respect to the hair.
Why is the chomer that way? Maybe it's the chomer is the other one.
No,
makes soft more chomer than
soft. Well, like with soft is more pliable than hard. If something is soft, then it's gonna mesh together more. It's gonna not let the water in. That's what these are going to show me. Anyone want to give me an example here? If you take something and you put a string on a piece of rubber, which is soft, it's going to be very hard to get water in between the rubber and the string. Then if you put the string on top of this wooden table, where no matter how hard you put the string on the hard table, there's going to be space there. So hard on hard, if hard on hard is a problem, which is what our Mishnah says, because our Mishnah is talking about on a hard surface, the hair, then kol shekein on a soft surface like the neck, it's going to be a chatzitza. So therefore the Gemara says there's a difference far. Why is the neck mutter? Because not focusing on the surfaces now, but rather focusing on how you do it. But then you say, not on how you do it. You're not going to put it too tightly, like Jared said, on the neck. So therefore on the neck, it will not be a chatzitza.
You could also say, what if you tie it, not tie it on the heart?
What?
What if you didn't tie it tight on the heart? Well,
on the hair.
We had that in earlier.
Mistama on the hair.
Then it would fall out.
It's going to fall out. It's not going to fall off your neck if it's loose, right? So this is the Mitzvah. So he's saying people don't tie things too hard. In general, they don't do it too hard on the neck. So let's go back in the Gemara. By the way, in case you guys remember, we've had this before. When it's Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is correct. On then we're coming to exclude a case, which is the neck, but for a different svar. So that's the Elam Rav Yosef, I no time in Ravuna. What's the reason Ravuna? Levisha Ain, Isha Choneges Atzma. A woman does not choke herself. This is dedicated in honor of John. Listen to this here. Eitzmerbai, Habanos Yotzos Bechutin Shebazneim. Girls are allowed to go out with strings inside their ears. Amolo Bechavakin Shebazneim. They can't go with Chavakin on their necks. What are chavakin?
Collars.
What?
Collars.
Yeah, but you think chavakin are loose or tight?
They have to be tight.
Well, what's a chibuk?
Yeah.
It's when you hug someone, you know? You don't hug someone like, you hug someone supposed to be tight. Right? So a chavakin are like tight around the neck. So look at Rashi. Chutin shebez neim, right? That's a lesson from Yochas Nina, Chibuk Vinishuk, right? Kissing and hugging. Right? So, Chutin Shibaz Nayim, second line from the bottom of the page. Shinosan Sham Shlo Yisate Manekim. They would put string in the hair so that string in the ear, when they would pierce an ear. So then they put a string in there, because if you pierce an ear and then you don't like make use of it for a while, then the ear will just close up. So you put the string in that hole to keep the ear pierced. So a girl is allowed to go out with chutin shibaz neyem, avolo bechavakin shibitzavareyan. Okay?
And that's the choker.
So we'll see. Look at what it says. V'yemar einisha chonekes atzma. And if you hold, like what we just said a minute ago, then a woman doesn't choke herself, chavakin shibitzavareyan amaylo, then why can she not go out with the chavakin shibitzavareyan? If a woman doesn't choke herself, then let her go out with this type of necklace on, because since women don't choke themselves, it'll never be too tight. There's no chashash that's going to take it off for the mikvah. Why? Because there's no chatzitza here. If you hold a woman, if you hold that ain isha chol nekes zatzma, then a woman will not choke herself, then which type of necklaces should be mutter to wear on Shabbos?
All necklaces.
All necklaces. Because if a woman doesn't choke herself, what's our whole chashash in this mishnah so far? Is that a chatzitza? What meaning? What? If it's a chatzitza, the woman's going to take it off, and then she can come to carry on Shabbos. We're learning Hilchos Shabbos now, right? But if you tell me it's something that's never going to be a chatzitza, why? Because women don't choke themselves. There's no chatzitza to take it off. There should be no gezera to disallow her from taking it. Right, okay. So there's no gezera, meaning they don't, what do you mean?
Don't someone go in with the time?
Into the mikvah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't seen that
in Agamar. But the point here is, there's no chashash. Listen. Yeah. You're not going to put it too tight on the neck, so it's not going to be a chatzitza. So why did the mission? Why did we just say that they can't go out? Look at the ace figure. Ace figure. Habanos yotzen bechutin shebaz neyan avolo bechavakin shebetaver. They can't go with these chavakin on their necks. V'amar einish chonekes zatzma. But if you tell me a woman doesn't choke herself, Chavakin Shibasavarian Amilo, why do we forbid her to go out with these Chavakin?
Is there an offering in here because isn't a Lashon Abanos? Well, isn't that a Lashon Abanos?
No, meaning just women. So do you understand the question? You have the question here? If women don't choke themselves, there's not a chatzitza, then why are we not allowing the women to go out with these Chavakin? So Amar Ravina, says, Haka Bekatla Askinan. We're talking about a katla. A woman will choke herself with a katla. Because it's good for her to be considered as a balas basar, fat.
Fat neck.
Or known as voluptuous, I think is the word, right? In English.
No, it's known as fat.
Fat, okay, both words. What's the point here? Let's get it started. We said that a woman would not choke herself, right? So why here can she not go out with this thing here? Because it's a katla. What's a katla? A katla is an exception to the rule. A katla is a choker. I'm sure in English they call it a choker, right?
In other words, this makes a woman look more attractive. This is like
Yeah.
This is good for the husband, so to speak.
A katla is a what? Okay, so a katla is basically a choker. What's a katla?
Choker.
So therefore, she can't go out with the katla. Why? Because it will be a chatzitza. Let me give you the whole big picture again. What do we have here? Let's get the big picture here. We have a Mishnah here. We have three. I'm just causing what we did so far, okay? To get us together. We have the first three cases in the Mishnah. We said Rashi Habanos. Now we said Rashi Habanos in case number three. Does that refer to cases one and two also, or only case number three? So Rav Huna told us it refers to all three cases. These things are a problem with Rashi Habanos, but they're not a problem on a different part of the body. Where's that part of the body? If you tell me it's the neck, then the Gemara says, wait a second, the neck is softer than the hair. So if something's a chatzitza in the hair, then for sure it'll be a chatzitza in the neck also. So the Gemara says, you know, don't focus on the surface materials, but rather focus on how you're tying it. In general, people tie things looser on the neck because they don't want to choke themselves than they do in the hair. So these three things are a chatzitza in the hair, masha ein kein, lafuke, a different case where they're not a chatzitza, meaning the neck, because ein isha chonekes zatzma. The Gemara says, if that's true, then every necklace in the world should be mutter, ein isha chonekes zatzma. So why do we have a necklace called chavakin when we say she's not allowed to go out? Strings in her ear, no problem. But the chavakin on her neck, she can't go out with this into Rosh Hashanah. I'm meaning because it's going to be a chatzitza, she may come take it off. But you said women don't choke themselves. Oh, so this is an exception to the rule. This case is a katla, which is known in English as a choker. And there, a woman will, in this situation, put it tight on her, and it would be a chatzitza. Why should you do that? It's a special case. There are times when a woman wants to wear this katla because she wants to choke her neck to make the fat from her neck stick out. It makes her look fat. We know in the times of the Gemara, and even not so long ago, even in the Middle Ages, in the 1500s, and in Africa today, people will, you know, it looks nice to be fat, right?
It's only a phenomenon in the last, like, 300 years I've ever heard of that. Something else thin, being a thin, rail is like...
No,
what?
Yeah?
Because it doesn't say the word choker, it's an ornate bib.
But in that sense, it's what Jared said, something that's tight.
Yeah, to protect her clothing from what she eats. Literally a bib.
Okay, but let's focus on what the Gemara says, right? The Gemara tells us Shatira Kabbalah Spasa. She wants to appear to be fat, okay? Rashi says, you're saying what Rashi says, okay? The Pachip shot of the Gemara is she wants to appear fat, so she's willing to wear this choker. But look at the top Rashi. Rashi, 80% of the commentaries in art school Gemaras are just translating Rashi from Hebrew to English, right?
Yes.
Right, so that's what he's doing. You look at the top Rashi. Bekatla askina. I mean, it's good. The article is very good. I'm just saying that most of it is just Rashi, you know, and then he has some good questions. Bekatla askina, beged chashuv, litlos lebitzavara. It's a chashuv beged she puts on her neck, kenegedly, but across her heart. Shlo yipo ma shi ochalas al begedecha. So that what she's eating will not fall onto her clothing and her clothing journey, okay? But the main point for us is what the Gemara said is that she wants to be as a balas basar. She wants to appear to be fat.
Well flushed,
because it's considered, because, you know, and he says Africa. Why in Africa? Because if you look at National Geographic, you see these people who are like emaciated, right? Because they don't have food, right? But the ones who do have food, and the wealthy Africans, they want to show they're wealthy. They're fat, you know. So in general, so yeah, the woman wants to appear to be fat because it's a chashuv thing to appear to be fat. So therefore, she'll have it choke herself. Okay. So let's get the big picture. That was the first point in the Mishnah. Okay, the first point in the Mishnah, we had a problem in the Mishnah. What are we coming to exclude by saying Rashi Habanos? We didn't have to say that. The Mishnah could have just said these three things are a chatzitza, period. It would have been the whole body. Why Rashi Habanos to exclude something else? Let's exclude the neck. Okay? Now we're going to start the second piece of Gemara here. which is trying to show you a problem in the Mishnah. If you look in the Mishnah here, I'll read it inside and tell me what's funny about Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in this Mishnah. Think about what the first three cases are, and Rabbi Yehuda is obviously arguing on the Tanna Kamma. If Rabbi Yehuda agreed with everything the Tanna Kamma said, then guess what? There'd be no Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, right? He's arguing on something. So what is he arguing on? What is he not like the Tanna Kamma said? Look at the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shal Tzemer, Shal Tzeha, Ein Chotzen, they're not a Chotzitza. Mivnei Shamayim, Boyan Bahen. Something funny about Rabbi Yehuda Shita? I mean, about something he said in there. Look at the cases the Tanna Kamma quotes and the cases the Rabbi Yehuda quotes, okay? Very good. Rabbi, the Tanna Kamma mentions three cases. I'm doing this slowly, so if you get this, you'll be Mechavim to the Gemara. The Tanna Kamma mentions three cases. The Rabbi Yehuda mentions two cases. One of the cases the Rabbi Yehuda says is Semer. You, the Tanna Kamma, who the Rabbanan said Semer is considered a Chatzitza. I'm telling you Semer is not a Chatzitza. Not only that, what else am I saying is not a Chatzitza? Sear. Putting hair into the hair will also not be a chatzitza. What does the Tanna Kamma hold about Seyar? When we say Seyar here, Jared made a good example. We're talking about the item and the surface, okay? In our Mishnah, the only surface we're discussing is hair. We mentioned three items in the Reisha that are considered a chatzitza if they're on the hair. Then Ryuta argues. He said Semer is not a chatzitza when it's in the hair, and not only that, but Seyar is also not a chatzitza when it's in the hair. Seyar and Seyar is not a chatzitza. What does the Tanna Kamma hold about Seyar? He doesn't mention it. I'm saying he doesn't mention it. So what would you think the Tanna Kamma holds about Seyar? He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that Seyar is no good, or he argues on Rabbi Yehuda that he holds Seyar would not be a... I mean, he agrees with the Rabbi Yehuda that Seyar is not a chatzitza, or he agrees with it. The what? Okay. The most logical way to understand the Mishnah is what Seth just said. If he's giving you a list, we're going to assume that it's an all-inclusive list. He listed three things that are considered a chatzitza when they're put into the hair. He didn't mention Seyar. So Mestama, he holds that Seyar is not a chatzitza. Well, I don't want to get into Matthias things here. You're asking... What we do Lamaisa today is much more machmer than what we're saying here in the Mishnah right now. Right now, the Tanna Kamma tells us, does not mention Seyar. The Pasha Peshat of the Tanna Kamma is that Seyar in the hair is not a chatzitza. That's the Pasha Peshat of the Tanna Kamma. Just to answer his question a little bit is, what's considered a chatzitza deraisa versus derabanan is very different. It could be deraisa that if a certain percentage of your hair does not have chatzitzas on it, and a small percentage does, it's not a problem. But derabanan, even a small chatzitza would be a problem. So it could be deraisa, even if a little bit of hair is in your hair, or a little bit of wool is in your hair and it's stopping the water from touching all of your hair, that might not be a problem. So that's why I don't want to get into it. That's a whole deraisa derabanan issue. The fact that the Tanna Kamma does not mention Seyar, that leads me to believe that he holds Seyar would not be a chatzitza. Right? Then why did Rabbi Yehuda say, Rabbi Yehuda is for sure arguing on the Tanna Kamma. How do I know Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanna Kamma? Two reasons. One is he's in the Mishnah. Yeah, by definition, if he's in the Mishnah, he's arguing, you know, unless he's adding on a new case. But he says, Semer is not Chotzes. He says, Omer, Semer and Seyar ain't Chotzen. You, the Tanna Kamma, said Semer is a Chotzitza. That's one of your three cases. I say Semer is not a Chotzitza. And not only do I say Semer is not a Chotzitza, I say Seyar is not a Chotzitza. What does that imply the Tanna Kamma holds? The Seyar is a chatzitza. But Seth just said, if the Tanna Kamma held the Seyar was a chatzitza, then why didn't he list in his list? Why didn't he not include in his list of things? The Mishnah is problematic. What we have, the ratio of the Mishnah implies that the Tanna Kamma holds the Seyar is not a chatzitza because he leaves it out of his list. But the same for the Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda says Seyar is not a chatzitza implies that the Tanna Kamma that Rabbanan would hold Seyar is a chatzitza. There's a stira between what we're medayik from Reisha, we're medayik from the Sefer. You understand that? There's no stira exactly in the words, but there's a simple implication from the Reisha and a simple implication from the Sefer, and they are a stira. That's what I'm saying. If you're not learning Gemara Shabbos right now you're learning what is Mishnayos Mikvos, correct? You're learning Mishnayos Mikvos, and you read this Mishnah, you should be problem. You should say, wait a second, Ryuna's arguing on the Tanna Kamma. If you only argued on one case, if you only argued on Semer, I'd be fine. Tanakama said Semer is a chazitza, Ryuda says Semer is not a chazitza. But the fact that he argues on Semer, it also says his din in the case of Sayar, that I just don't know. So if I ask you a question right now, what does the Tanakama hold about Sayar? You know what your answer should be? It's ambiguous. We don't know. From the Reish, it's mashma, he holds Sayar is not a problem. From the Sefer, it's mashma, he holds Sayar is a problem. The answer is we don't know. It's mashma, too. We have a stira in our diukim here. So we do. It's relevant for us. Fine, but I still don't. You've been into the question. Still, I don't know what the Tanakhama holds. Okay, that's very important to try to get that point straight. You know, maybe we'll stop at that point because this part's gonna be. But we're gonna pick up on the next sugya four lines down on Nun Zayin base tomorrow. But what I gave you was a big intro to that piece. You know, I was trying. You know, I didn't have to go through this so slowly, but I wanted to just show you like Yerach Halimo. You're learning a Mishnah. And you know, because the more you can do that, once you can see what's problematic in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to flow a little smoother. Okay? So, Mir Hashem, yeah, so we'll pick up tomorrow at 10:15. Thank you guys for coming on time. I think it's good, because I want to try to start more, you know. Some guys can't make it on time, some guys do come on time, so I don't want to, like, for the sake of the guys who are able to get here on time, then I don't want to make them have to wait too long.